new normal. And they were all in this together. They were a group of desert nomads wandering in the wilderness with no idea of what would happen one day to the next. Some missed the certainty of the past. Others had a mixture of hope and skepticism about the future, but they all were tired and disillusioned with the present. Sound familiar? Even though the events of Exodus 16 took place among very different people and in very different circumstances in our own, it is hard not to see some similarities between the struggles of God's people then and the struggles of God's people today. Whether it is something that occurred thousands of years ago or it is occurring today, nobody likes uncertainty. In Exodus, God's people were grumbling. God heard them, and so he provided them with something new and strange. A source of bread, so unfamiliar with the word for it, manna, literally means in Hebrew, "What is this?" God's provision for the Israelites was not a clear and detailed plan for what was next, and it wasn't an explanation for how everything would work out. God's provision instead was an opportunity to daily put their trust in him, despite not having all the answers and not completely understanding what was going on. In many ways, Christ's followers today have the same opportunity that ancient Israel did, to daily place our trust in him, even when we do not have all the answers we want or think we need. We do not know how this will all turn out, and we do not know how long it will take, but we do know we can trust in God's faithfulness today. During this communion, let us remember that in taking the bread and the cup, we are not only remembering the faithfulness of Christ and his work at the cross, but also the faithfulness of Christ right now and in the future. Jesus said of himself and his mission in John chapter 6, verse 58, "This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Let us celebrate and remember that Christ's promises are enough for today and enough for tomorrow. Let us partake of this bread. Let us partake of this juice. Thank you, Jesus.
How he saved you from your sins. How he's covered you in the rain. How he's kept you in the middle of a storm. I know you've had some storms in your life. You aren't too young for a storm. You aren't too old for a storm. It rains on the good as well as the unjust. Amen? So I'm grateful. There's so much going on. There's televangelists out here preaching this ministry that they're doing, and they're telling some other gospel, and there's so much going on, and there's people dying, and there's people crying, and there's people sick, and there's people weary, and there's people tired. But then there's Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, there's Jesus.
Yes.
I said there is Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that he died. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad that it's available to us today?
Yes.
I'm glad for everlasting life, because it gives you something to live for, to praise for, to be a witness for. Amen? Because people are walking around sad and upset. They're torn down, they're beaten. Maybe even some of you are weary today. So my duty and my job is today tell you that you can be renewed.
Yes.
Say renewed.
Renewed.
You can be renewed in Christ Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lay it all aside and give it all to you. Because we need you to take over. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We need your power. We need your love. We need your mercy. And we need your grace.
Yes, we do.
We need your heart, oh God. Oh, let us change the way we think. Change the way we pray. And the way we praise. Let it be deeper, oh God.
Yes.
Let it mean more, oh God. Let it reach, oh God, even to heaven, to your ears.
Yes.
Oh, let it shine on us, oh God. Let it overcome us, oh God. Let your word, oh God, be ingrained in our heart and in our minds.
Yes.
So that we will know how to answer every man. That we will walk with a peace that passes all understanding. Open up and reveal it to us today, oh God. Your perfect will. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, let the church say renewed again.
Renewed.
Renewed. You can be renewed. I mean, I know it's going to sound a little grave, some of the things we're going to point out, but it's the truth of our situation. You know, our world is in a state of uncertainty and a lot of unrest.
That's right.
People are worried. People are nervous. People don't know what they should do next. And it's not just people in our small town, in the heart of America, but it's in our country.
That's right.
And in our world.
That's right.
Yes, there is a pandemic. We are addicted to our entertainers and our entertainment and our sports. We're addicted to our money and we're addicted to pills and to our politics. We're addicted to our habits. People are just addicted to sin in its various guises. The devil's a slick one, isn't he?
Yes.
You'll be addicted to things you didn't even know you were. You'll find yourself doing and running towards things that you didn't even know that captivated you so much. But this is the state of our world today. People are locked in their homes. So they start doing things that they don't normally do. Even the saints of God. Have any of you prayed more since you've been in the house? Has your prayer life changed since there's been a pandemic? Have you dug into the Word of God even more? Have you called on the name of Jesus even more in the midst of these things? Have you changed how you think and how you worry? That was a trick one because you shouldn't be worried. Amen?
Amen?
But we find ourselves falling into a place of worry, don't we? We find ourselves falling into a place where it's not exactly what the Word of God said, but we find ourselves in our conversations kind of leaning over to that way.
Right.
But God wants your conversation to be renewed. And the way you think to be renewed.
That's right.
The world is right now just like the Bible said it would be at this time. Amen?
Yeah.
Even the very word of God and the message of God has been usurped by false teachers. Teaching a message of prosperity or even a feel-good message just to fill the seat. Of their big mega churches so they can, you know, buy their big jets and buy their big homes and their fancy cars and be concerned about their families. But where is the Spirit of God in all of this? They're not working to fill the minds of the hearts of the children of God with how to live, the word of truth, how to walk, and live by faith. How to discern and how to rightly divide the word of truth. What a state we find ourselves in.
That's right.
I'm not saying this to make you sad. You know, there's something that you should know. There's something you should know if you're a believer. I definitely need to know it. There's something that you need to know if you've not given your life to Christ. There's something that you must know if you have lost your way. If you're having a hard time right now in your life, there's something you should know. If you find yourself in the midst of a battle, there's something that you need to know. And that is that God's love for you, God's mercy has never quit.
That's right.
God's grace, God's mercy is renewed every morning.
Right.
His grace is sufficient.
Yes, it is.
The great I am. The one who hears your cries.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's mercy is everlasting.
Thank you,
Jesus. You don't let the things that happened yesterday make you forget what God can do for you right now.
Amen.
You don't let the worries and the concerns of this world distract you. I tell you, it's a setup and it's a trick. As a matter of fact, the prophet Jeremiah, you know, the weeping prophet, he said in the third chapter of Lamentations, he said that this I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
Right.
Because his compassions fail not, and they are new every morning. If you think you didn't get it right yesterday, God's mercy is right here tomorrow.
Yes, that's right.
If you think that you messed up today, guess what's going to happen in the morning? God's mercy is going to be right there. The world is getting it wrong, but guess what? God has given them an opportunity to get it right. You know, we're teaching the kids about Jeremiah in our Sunday school class. And we're showing them that even though they were doing all that they were doing, God still was kind of giving them the opportunity to be saved.
Right.
Yes. Yet they couldn't find one man, not among the poor, not among the wealthy, that was true to God's will. That was going to worship God. That was going to be true in their nature, true in their heart. There's a lot of men and women who profess and speak good things. They speak things of faith, and they have all the right words to say. They know all the words to the songs. But when you look at their heart, is it a true heart that is committed to God? So I ask today, where is your heart? Is your heart committed to God? Did you let the distractions, the things that are happening right now, deter you?
Right.
Make you forget to pray?
Right.
Make you forget to call on the one who's always been there.
Right.
Who set the plan in the garden when we failed. Who knew that he had to come. Right. He knew that it was always the blood. That's why we take communion today. To remind us that it was always the blood.
Right.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
I know there is so much weight. But it's never too late to let God take control. And it's very evident that the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He is the enemy. He makes his stuff beautiful for the world to be caught up in what he thinks, the way he shows you. Yo, you say you want to come out of sin, but they enjoy what they're doing. You enjoy what you were doing when you're out in the world. Some of you may have never done anything, but you did those things you did because it was beautiful to your eyes. It was attractive to you. And it was a trick of the devil. Amen?
Right.
Come on, brother. That's good stuff.
He wants you to not get what God wants for you because he's jealous of what you got.
That's right.
He's jealous of what's available to you.
Yeah, that's right.
I haven't even got to my main text yet, but he's jealous of the grace and the glory that God has in store for each one of you. You know, I remember, you know, I went to a church out of Christ Church back in the day, you know, and the old mothers that would be there, and they would tell you that this world is not my home.
Yes.
And they would look at you, and they would tell you, this world is not your home.
That's right.
It's not your home. It's not where your riches should be laid up.
Right.
Yes, you can work hard for things and you can get some things in this life, and it's all right. It's okay. But that's not what makes you.
That's right.
The real you, the heart of you, is the one that when you go down at night and you're sleeping and you're thinking and you're in your mind and you got all these thoughts going through your mind, that's the real you. But you need to take that real you and give all those thoughts and all that worry and all those things, the real you, share it with God. Because
right.
He sees you.
Right.
That's what you should be giving to God. The real you.
Right.
Not the face that you put on in the streets. Mm-hmm. Not the face that you show to everyone else. That's what the rest of the world does. Amen?
Amen.
All the entertainers, you see them when they get an award and they say, oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God. But the next time you see them in some scandal or the cursing or doing something else or something, some kind of debauchery. That's not the real them. But the devil has deceived so many.
Amen.
But you are a child of God.
Right.
God has something in store for you who believe. But he also warns us that the devil's trying to play a trick on you. That it's been a setup since day one. Since he knew that you had the opportunity for glory. Jesus knew it. He told Peter that the devil was trying to sift you like wheat.
Right.
Well, guess what he's trying to do to you right now? He's trying to sift you like wheat. Now, I told you I didn't say all these things to paint a picture of sadness, but I'm trying to get somewhere. Now, how he does what he does is he tries to weigh us down. He tries to stress us, distract us, keep us tired, keep us worried, keep us punch drunk and tired and hopeless. Have you ever felt like that? And you're trying to think positive, you're trying to come out of a situation you're in, and somehow you find yourself doing these things instead of getting on your knees to pray. And it's hard. I've been there. And I'm learning more and more each day to trust in what God can do. But the devil's trying to keep you fighting, keep you misinformed. He's trying to tell you lies. He's trying to keep you doubtful and hopeless and disappointed. He's trying to keep pain in your body as a distraction, throwing sickness your way, trying to keep you confused and keep you complacent, and even get to the point of giving up and even conforming to the things of this world. Because it seems so much easier. Doesn't it? See, it's easy to not have to pray and worry about what God thinks about you and just say and do whatever you please. It's so much easier that way. But all these things were meant to wear you down. And again, I said that I didn't say these things to depress you. I didn't say these things to highlight your weaknesses. It is to acknowledge that this is how the enemy has been working since day one. This is how the enemy has thrown fiery darts at you. But you, child of God, you are nobody's punching bag. You, child of God, are nobody's dart board. He can't just throw darts at you and you take it and cow down and bend down and genuflect. And give in to what the devil's doing for you. Because you have a God
right.
who is giving you some ammunition.
Yes.
He's giving you some power.
Right.
He's giving you a connection in prayer. A relationship in prayer.
Right.
And he's giving you the words of truth.
Amen.
For your use. The enemy has been trying to keep you distracted. But God has called you to peace. To his grace. For the saving blood of Jesus, to be filled by his Spirit, to give you a new mercy every day. Now our text is going to be from Romans 12:2. And And the title of our message today is Renewed. Now, normally when the scripture's read, they read it all the way through straight to you. But and we only have this one text that we're going to focus on today. But I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to dissect this scripture. You know, when I'm teaching class or when I'm teaching the kids and they don't have they're having a hard time understanding something, what I do is I teach them how to take it into little chunks and then put it all together. But I'm doing this today because I want you to be armed. I want you to know how to look at the Word of God and let it have some meaning and some impact in your life. I want you to have a better understanding of the Word of God. And sometimes when you break something down into little pieces, you can pack it in and you can make it stronger in you. And you can know what it really means.
That's right.
And I want you to be able to stand firm and to stand tall and to stand strong and know why we say read your Bible. We're not just having you read your Word of God just so that you can know what the stories were, but so that you can use the Word against the devil when he comes at you.
Yes.
What did Jesus use when he was tempted after his fast? He used the Word of God.
Right.
What should you use when you are tempted? The Word of God. What should you use when you're under pressure, under fire? The Word of God. You can apply the Word of God to every part of your life. There's nothing that you go through, there's nothing that you have that the Word of God can't apply in some kind of way.
Right.
And when you pray behind it, and when you're filled by the Spirit behind it, the Word of God it no longer becomes just words. It becomes the power of God moving in your life.
Right.
With understanding.
Yes.
With wisdom.
Right.
The more you put it to use.
Right.
The scripture says, in all that giving, get an understanding. So you get to get an understanding of what to do with the Word of God. So Romans 12:2. Do not, this is the first thing, do not be conformed to this world. Like I told you the story about the elders in the church, and you know, they would always remind us that this world is not your home.
That's right.
That's right.
And you need to be reminded that this world is not your home.
Right.
Your riches are laid up where?
In heaven.
In heaven. So I say to you that this world can forget it. It doesn't have a chance to overtake you if you know where your riches lie. It doesn't have a chance to overtake you if you know where your home is. Because your riches are in heaven, the world constantly is wanting Christians to compromise and relax. What God says is true. To doubt the Word of God, to conform to a version of godliness, teaching prosperity as a measure of your holiness, making the lie, mixing the lie with the truth.
Right.
But we must know how to apply the Word of God.
Right.
You have to know how to apply the Word of God. Now, every word of prophecy and every decision you make when you know the Word of God should line up with the Word of God. When you make a decision, when you hear somebody speak over your life, even the things that you pray about, they should line up with the Word of God. And I tell you this for a reason, children of God. Because there's a lot of things that are quoted in this world. There's a lot of things that the world says, and we believe it to be something that came from the Bible, but if you read your Bible, you know it didn't come from the Word of God,
right?
Yes.
There's a lot of things that the world says that are compromises to the truth.
Right.
But you have to know the Word of God.
Right.
So you can't be lazy with the Word.
Right.
You can't be distracted from the Word. I don't care if you have to just read a few paragraphs, a few verses, read a chapter, meditate on it day and night.
Right.
Drink it, eat it, Take it in. Let it become part of who you are. Because this is how you fight your battles.
Right. Amen.
This is how you win.
That's right.
Your battles.
Amen.
In 2 Timothy, it says, all scriptures are breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent. You hear that word he's using? That you might be competent, equipped for every good work. So you can't conform to the world, but you should definitely conform to the Word of God. The Word of God is not meant to conform to what you want. It's meant for you to conform to it.
Right.
Your thinking. The Bible tells us that we should have the mind of Christ.
Right.
Did you know that it meant that much? Just that little first little phrase. That was to impact you that way. That was to make a difference in your understanding just right there. Now the second part is, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Sorry, my fingers are bigger than the paper. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is hard to fight the good fight if you are not renewed.
Right.
Amen?
That's right.
I'm giving you guys some good stuff.
Yes.
Some things that for you to meditate on and use. It is hard to be in the press if your mind is weary. It is hard to know that you are even in a battle for your very soul if you don't let God renew your thinking. Or if you have not given your life to God to be transformed. And just because you're saved doesn't mean you don't constantly renew your mind.
Right.
Doesn't mean that you don't constantly transform who you are. Because you get deeper in Christ.
Sure.
You grow stronger in the Spirit. Wisdom grows inside of you. The more you put it to use, the Word of God. The Word says that with the mind you serve God. That means that God needs you to have peace in your mind, peace in your life. God needs you to trust Him to fight your battles.
That's right.
We trust that Jesus will be with us every step of the way. You know, I went through some really hard times the last few years. And I had to learn to stop depending on me and what I could do. To start depending on what God wanted me to do. I had to give up the notion that I'm strong and I can just do all these things and I don't care if I get sick, I can brush it off and I can, you know, make all these decisions and if something goes wrong, I know how to fix it. I had to give all that up. God had to strip that out of my life. He had to transform my thinking, transform my mind, transform my faith, transform my understanding. And I tell you today that God can do the same for you. I don't care how long you've been walking or how little time you've been walking with Him. Or if you haven't at all, God can help you right now today. He can transform your life. He could transform your understanding.
Amen.
The things that used to worry me don't worry me the same. I don't react like I used to. Things that might have everybody worried and upset and on the tip of the... I just lean on back a little bit. Sometimes I don't close my eyes, but sometimes I do. And I say, Lord, it's in your hands.
Yes.
God, you know what to do with it. I can't do anything with it right now. I need you to do something with it. And guess what He does? It is true when the scriptures say that they that wait upon the Lord
Oh, yes.
shall renew their strength.
Yes.
Yes.
It didn't mean that you were sitting down and being complacent, but you are moving with faith. Yes. That you're trusting in God, and you don't make a decision without Him. You get to the point where you don't have understanding without Him. That you don't have relationships without Him. You don't get into things without Him. But you consult Him to get an understanding of His Word. But you consult Him to get an understanding of the people that you allow into your life. This is what God does for us.
That's right.
Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Here's the important part. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding," will do something very powerful. Listen to this. You know, we all try to stay guarded, right? We all try to do things to try to protect ourselves, so we can't be really cautious. But the Word says that God will guard your heart.
Nice.
Not only your heart, your mind.
Yes.
We want the mind of Christ, who sought God for everything, who went and showed us how to pray, showed us how to trust. If you're trying to protect yourself, how about giving it to God to show you how? How about letting the one who made you and created you? And all He wants you to do is just believe in Him. That's all He wants. He wants you to believe in Him. Because if you believe in Him, you'll do the rest. You'll follow His Word because you'll believe His Word.
Right.
You'll pray because you believe what He's going to do for you. You believe what He's going to tell you. You believe where He's going to send you. You believe what He's going to do for you. You believe what He tells you is available to you. You just believe.
That's right.
And if you believe, that means you've got to have faith.
That's right.
And if you have those things, then why not let God's Spirit in? And if the Spirit is in you, and you believe in Him, and you have a relationship and prayer with Him, and the Lord is in you, no devil in hell can take you over. No devil in hell can have his way with you. No devil in hell can take your households. No devil in hell to take control of this town, our country, our world. He doesn't get to have it. When the children of God remember who they are.
Right.
When the children of God use the power that is in them.
Right.
When the children of God walk like their kings and queens. When the children of God walk in faith.
Right.
When the children of God speak with power and authority.
Right.
The devil can't take you over.
That's right.
I don't want to get ahead of myself like I can. Jesus was the plan all along.
Amen.
Jesus, guess what? Continues to be the plan. There's no other way. You try it, but you're going to find that you're separated. You're going to be disconnected from something. You're not going to know what it is. Well, maybe if you believe before, you know what you're disconnected from. But the world is disconnected. Now we'll come around to the last part of this, but that by testing, this part of the scripture, that by testing, you may discern what is the will of God. Are you guys getting something from this?
Yes.
You didn't know the scripture had that much in it until you just dissected. That by testing, you may discern what is the will of God. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability.
Nice.
But you, with the temptation, he also provides the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Did you guys hear that?
Right.
You guys might ought to read that again. You know, when you're going through something and you feel like you're the only one going through it, and this has never happened before. And people just don't understand it. Oh, Lord.
Right.
And Mom, I just don't know. This is unbelievable. There's nothing that you're going through that's uncommon to man.
Right.
And the Word didn't say that he provides you a few options. No, he didn't. Now, the last part of this is to understand what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, there's no temptation, no trouble, no hurdle, no pandemic, no cancer, no wayward child, no stronghold, no anxiety, no struggle that God will let you go through that is beyond your ability. I don't think you understood me. That is beyond your ability. That is beyond your ability. That is beyond your ability. He did not say that he would provide some options for you, but he will provide the way of escape. He made a way for you. A way is already made. He's not throwing a few things down and telling you to pick one. He made the way for escape. He gave you the way to conquer the devil. He gave you a way to reach beyond the trials and tribulations of life. He gave you a way to step beyond the temptations. He gave you a way to rise up above the dirt you think you're laying in. You're not down. And if you think you're down, then you should be on your knees or laying prostrate before God, praying.
Yes.
Seeking his way.
Right.
Seeking his will.
Right.
Seeking his understanding. Oh, yes. You ought to be seeking him in everything you do.
Amen.
God didn't leave you helpless. And God didn't leave you hopeless. And God didn't want you to feel like you were a wayward child. And if you are the prodigal child, you need to come on home. You need to come on home to where a full meal is. Because God wants you to taste and see that he is good. His word is good. His will is good. His spirit is good. There's nothing that this world can do to you that you can't conquer. God gave you the ability to speak to the mountain. And it would be moved. So why are you crying over what a little old devil is trying to do to you? Blaming everything on him. When some of these things are your decisions. Why are you crying over the little troubles that come your way, that knock on your door? Do you know that these things just happen in life? Yes, you're going to get behind on some things. And yes, you're going to have something hurting. Yes, you're going to have somebody sick. And yes, there are going to be people that will pass. Yes, there are going to be people that have cancer. Yes, there are going to be people that are weak and feeble. And yes, there are going to be people that are tired. And you are going to even be some of those things. But God has given you the ability. He wants to renew you. He wants to renew your faith. He wants to renew your walk with him. He wants to renew your understanding. He wants to renew how you speak. He wants to renew how you think. He wants to renew your power. He wants to renew your understanding of how things work. He wants to renew everything about you. You have to be renewed. You have to be transformed into the true child of God. We are of the adoption. Jesus said we can cry, Abba, Father. Because of what he has done. It's no time for you to tuck your tails. It's no time for you to hide behind a door or a wall or hide behind your mother, your father, your wife, your daughters or whoever. It's not, you're not timid people. You're not weak people.
Right. That's right.
God has made you strong. And he's made his Spirit available to be strong inside of you.
Right.
What will you receive from him?
Right.
What will you let him do inside of you?
Amen.
What would you let them change inside your heart? What would you let them change inside your mind? How would you let them change your life to make it better? How would you discipline yourself? Because guess what, children of God? It doesn't always come easy like you want it to. Because God is not your bellhop. God is not your bartender. He's not your maid. He's not going to serve up a drink for you. He's not going to make your bed up for you. He's not going to clean your house for you. But he's going to give you the ability and the strength to do it all. You are not weak in him. But you got to get up and move. The world is trying to make us stay locked down. And yes, we'll have some good common sense. You know, the sickness is going on. We'll be smart. We'll be wise. We'll use our wisdom. But you got to move by faith sometimes. You have to stand on what you believe.
Right.
You have to speak the truth. He sent you into the world to be ambassadors for him. He sent you out to tell people of his glory.
Right.
He sent you out to tell the weak, tell the lame, that they can have strength and they can see again.
Right.
That they can see their way through. You are meant to tell people that there is a way that leads to glory.
Right.
You are meant to tell people that there's a way that you can get your strength. You are meant to tell people that there's something more than this world. There's something more than what you see in life.
Right.
Some people feel like they were dealt a bad hand. But some people have to change the way they think.
Right.
And be transformed.
Right.
And have faith. And make a move.
Right.
Renewal doesn't come with no cost.
Right.
Renewal means that you got to get up and do something.
Oh, yes.
Renewal means that you got to get up and do something.
Right.
Yes.
Because guess what? When he pours into you and refreshes you, it's meant for you to pour it out again.
Right.
Pour it out to someone else so that he can renew you again. And they can know about that renewal. And they can be renewed. And they can tell somebody else about the goodness of God.
Amen.
It is meant for it to travel from you to you to you to you. To be an encourager of the saints.
Right.
To not wobble in the bad things that we see in this world. To not be distracted by the hurt, by the pain, by the disparity of this world, by the social injustices, and by all the things that are happening. It's not meant for you to wobble in it.
Right.
It's meant for you to do something about it.
Yes.
Right.
It's meant for you to get down and pray. Because that's the sharpest weapon in your arsenal. And some think that prayer doesn't do something, but if you've been living long enough, and if you've been praying long enough, you know the power of prayer. You know how it transforms you. You know how it brings you more peace. You know how it is when God troubles your heart to get down and pray for something. You know what it's like. You know the strength that it gives you. You know the doors that it unlocks.
Right.
And I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to be restored today. I want you to be renewed today.
Right.
I want you to seek God for these things. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Don't be hopeless, but be hopeful. Don't be distracted, but be focused like a laser. Because the Lord of love has come to seek and to save that which is lost. You think we're just talking about people who have not given their life to him, but people who walk with him a long time can sometimes become complacent. And maybe you lost your zeal. Maybe you lost a little bit of your understanding and you need to be redirected. Maybe you lost some of the fire that you need to step outside of your comfort zone. The Lord of love has come to seek and to save what was lost in your life. You have the power to stand above the fray, above the temptations that come your way. I pray every day that God will make me stronger. And I pray every day that God will make you stronger. So that when we come in here and rejoice, and when we come in here and praise and sing, that we'll see people slain in the spirit, people praising God like never before, people moving, people dancing and praising before Him. People speaking in tongues. People working within the gifts that God has given us. We have to return, church. We must renew this church. The bride of Christ must be renewed.
Right.
And it can be renewed, but it starts with every single person that's sitting in the pew today.
That's right.
If you want to be renewed, if you want your house to be renewed, let's stand to our feet. And I want you to lay aside some weight today.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I want you to lay aside some weight. I want you to give your problems to Jesus. I want you to ask Him to renew your spirit today. I want you to ask Him to be with you today. Not to be your crutch, but to be your guide. To be your Savior. To lead you into righteousness. To strengthen your legs. To strengthen your back. To strengthen your walk with Him. To strengthen your prayer. Let's just thank Him today. Let's just reach out to heaven and ask Him to help us today. Help restore our minds. Oh, Jesus, restore us. Heal us. Deliver us. Take us higher in You, oh God. Let us recommit ourselves to You. Oh God, some of us have been weak. But we need Your strength. Your strength is made perfect, oh God, in our weakness. Your strength is made perfect, oh God, when we yield to You. Oh, so we let You in our hearts. Oh, we let You in our minds. Visit us today. Cleanse us and renew us. Wash us in Your blood, Jesus. Lift us higher than we've ever thought we could go. Lift up our understanding. Lift us the understanding of Your word, oh God. Lift us up, oh God. Let us know how to use it. How to put it to use, oh God. Oh, how to speak boldly the word of truth. To speak what we need in our life. To have an understanding that You will be there. To have an understanding that You care about us, oh God. And that You love us, oh God. And You know what we worry about. And You know what we doubt, oh God. And You know what we feel. But You can remove all doubt. And You can remove all fear. Cleanse us today, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, heal every sickness. Oh, Father God, some of us are in pain. Some of us are worried about things that we don't speak of. That we keep private in our homes, oh God. Oh, but You are a doctor in a sick room, oh God. You are a healer. You are a way maker. You can heal any woman. You can show us direction to go, oh God. You can open up the doors and give us favor. Give Your favor today. Oh God, as we think about the things that we need and the loved ones we're concerned about, oh God. Oh, let us touch and agree together and put it up before You, Lord Jesus. Because You said if we touch and agree and come to You with anything, that You will be a God. So we come to You together, oh God, seeking Your face, asking for Your healing, oh God, asking for Your renewal, Your refreshing, oh God. I thank You so much. I love You, Jesus. Oh, I love You, Jesus. Oh, I love You, Jesus. Oh, send Your Spirit here today to set us free, that we can walk with a new walk. New understanding, a new power in You, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If anybody needs prayer right now, if anybody wants somebody to touch and agree with you, just come forward. Let us pray with you. Let us stand with you. Let us be a witness of what God can do in your life. He can do anything.
Yes.
God can do anything. anything but fail. He can deliver you. He can deliver your loved ones. He can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. What is a financial problem to him? What is a situation to him? There's nothing to him, because he can work it out for you. He can open the doors for you. He can make a way for you. And he can restore your soul. I pray for strength in the Lord. Pray for her.
If you'd like to come pray, come pray.